from Wondery, I'm Zara Fuzzle, and this is Little Stories Everywhere. Each episode, we'll bring you stories for kids that spark the imagination, take you to other worlds, and bring joy. This story is called The Inconstant Moon.
Grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder,
where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a
super tiny announcer.
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
When 10-year-old Nabil wakes up, the sky is still dark, even though it's morning. He pushes his mop of curly black hair out of his eyes and jumps out of his bed that's shaped like a race car. Today is the first fast of Ramadan, and this year he wants to fast all 30 days, knowing he'll be able to eat and drink at sunset at the end of each day. Nabil runs to his mom's bedroom. But through the door, he hears a strange sound. It sounds like his mother is crying again. There's a knot in Nabil's stomach. Mom's been crying a lot since Dad left 3 weeks ago.
Mom?
Inside her room, his mom ties up her curls, wipes the tears from her pretty blue eyes, and says,
Nabil, did you want something?
It's time for suhoor.
Oh, of course. Let's get you fed so you can last the day.
In their pajamas, Nabil and his mom shuffle into the kitchen with its marble countertops and bright cupboards. Suhoor is always a quiet meal. Mom with her tea and toast, Nabil with his Cocoa Puffs. His little sister Alia is still asleep. Mom's a doctor. Nabil isn't surprised when she says,
Have some yogurt, too. It'll give you proper nutrition.
When he's finished, Nabil puts his bowl in the sink, and together they say the words to begin their fast. Then he heads to the bathroom to wash up before prayer. When they're both ready, they go to the living room because the carpet is thick and comfortable. Mom grabs a scarf to cover her hair. Nabil stands up tall. Mom looks at him sharply. Nabil realizes clearing his throat like that was something Dad always did. Nabil tries to sound grown up.
Can I lead the prayer?
Muslim prayer requires reciting Arabic from the Quran, their holy book, and different body positions. They will stand, they will bow with their hands on their knees, and eventually they will go down touching their faces to the floor.
Yes, you can lead.
So for the first time, Nabil stands in front, leading his mom in prayer.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, Rahmanirrahim, Malik Yomidin, Iyak in Abido, Iyak in Astain, Aden is Saratul Nastakin, Saratul Azin, Anamtalehim, Rerul Maktubi Alehim, Muladualin, Amin.
After the prayer, Mom kisses his forehead.
Go back to bed now. You need your rest.
There are a couple of hours before Nabil needs to get up for school, so he resets his alarm and gets back into his bed. But when he tries to sleep, he can't. He keeps thinking about his dad leaving. He remembers the big fight his parents had 3 weeks ago, just before Dad left. His parents had been talking about Ramadan coming up. Mom had asked Nabil if he was going to fast every day, and Nabil said yes, he was hoping to. Then Mom had asked Dad if he was going to fast every day. And Dad had said, Leave me alone. Mom had got mad and said, You have to. It's farz. Your son can fast. Why can't a grown man like you? That's when Dad started packing. Nabil had looked from his mom to his dad. He wanted to fast more to make God happy and to please his mom. But he wanted to fast less to please his dad. He wanted to make them both happy. He tried his best, but he couldn't stop Dad from walking out the door. Even now, 3 weeks later, thinking about that fight gives Nabil a stomach ache. He keeps wondering what he could have done to stop it. But the answer always seems to be nothing. Nabil's legs feel heavy when he drags himself out of bed again. He walks to Alia's room with its pink wallpaper so bright it makes him blink. Alia, time to get up. He walks over to her bed and gently shakes her shoulder. His little sister rolls over, opens her big brown eyes, and smiles at him. Nabil helps her brush her teeth and fix her long, silky hair, straight and brown like Dad's. Then Nabil makes her breakfast. Watching Alia munch her Cocoa Puffs and slurp the chocolatey milk only bothers Nabil a little. He's not hungry, not yet, but he will be later in the day. When Mom comes out of her room and sees them all ready for school, she musses Nabil's hair. What would I do without you? It makes Nabil glad he could help. In the car, on the way to school, he thinks about Ramadan. Because it follows the lunar calendar, Ramadan comes 10 days earlier every year. This year, Nabil plans to fast the entire month of Ramadan. He knows it will be hard, but he also knows that after the first few days, it gets easier. Each day is a countdown to Eid, the festival of breaking the fast. By the end of the school day, Nabil feels like he has a hole in his stomach from fasting. But when he gets home, there are still hours before sundown when he and Mom can finally eat. Alia is too little to wait till they break their fast. She needs her dinner early. But when she sees the beans Mom made, she crosses her arms and pushes her plate away.
I can't eat those. I'm fasting.
Nabil smiles at Mom. He feels like they're both grown-ups sharing a joke. After a week, Ramadan is a quarter done. On the weekends, Nabil loves it when they go to the masjid for iftar. His closest friend Musa will be there. When he enters, he looks up. The prayer hall has high ceilings and thick green carpets laid down in rows that face Mecca. There are people chatting in groups, or praying, or sitting cross-legged, reading quietly. And everywhere, little children play tag, some of them not so quietly. The men's section is at the front, the women gather at the back. People from all over the community come to break their fast, and many stay for the prayers. Mom says, "Don't get distracted." "Yes, Mom." "Make sure you pray properly. Be serious. No giggling. No laughing." "Yes, Mom." Nabil sits down next to his friend Musa in the men's section. When the prayer begins, Nabil ends up squished between Musa and a man with a big belly. It's hard for Nabil to concentrate because the man with the big belly keeps burping quietly. After a day of rest, the man's stomach is going gurgle, gurgle, gurgle. The imam says, "Allahu Akbar." Time to kneel down on the floor. The rows are so close together, head-to-butt collisions are inevitable. As the man in front of him starts kneeling down, Nabil's head bumps into his behind. Nabil tries not to laugh, but when Musa starts giggling, so does he. Oh dear, he can't be laughing while praying to God. Nabil breaks his prayer, then joins back in. He'll make up for the part he ruined. 2 weeks later, Ramadan is half over and the moon is full. It appears on the other side of the sky just as the sun is setting in the west. Now the moon will start to wane. During the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the heavy worship kicks in, and they go to the masjid every night. Mom and Alia are in the ladies' section. Nabil can often hear Alia crying. But then, one night, something weird happens. Down the row, he hears her squeal.
"Daddy!"
Is Dad here? Out of the corner of his eye, Nabil sees someone pick Alia up. As soon as they're done with the prayer, Nabil rushes over. It really is Dad. Many people are leaving, but Dad is still there, smiling, holding Alia. Alia's eyes are closed. She has her head on Dad's shoulder, her thumb in her mouth, like she's found her way home. Mom appears, frantically looking for Alia, but when she sees Dad, Nabil wonders if she's going to make a scene. Before Mom can say anything, Dad hands Alia over. But Alia doesn't want to go.
Daddy!
Mom says, "You knew we'd be here." From the look on Dad's face, Nabil can tell Mom's right.
I only came to pray.
Dad glances at Nabil and quickly joins a new prayer line. People are staring because Alia keeps crying.
Daddy! Daddy!
Mom tugs on Nabil's sleeve. Let's go. That night, after they come home from the masjid, Nabil wakes up in the middle of the night to pee. As he walks to the bathroom, he sees Mom standing in her darkened room, just the hall light shining in on her. Her eyes closed, her hands raised, tears flowing down her cheeks, praying, asking for guidance. Nabil tiptoes away so as not to disturb her. By the 26th night of Ramadan, the moon disappears from the sky. In a few nights, it will be reborn and will signal the end of the month of Ramadan and the beginning of Eid. Mom starts cooking like a madwoman. The yummy smells fill the house and make Nabil's mouth water and stomach rumble. Every night, there's crispy samosas, papadum drizzled with tangy sauce, chocolate cake with mocha icing, and creamy kheer. It brings back memories of Ramadan's past. Nabil loves helping Mom choose their new clothes, decorate the house, and wrap the gifts. But it's a little sad because Dad isn't here to join in the festivity. When Musa asked him what he wanted for Eid, Nabil could only answer, "I just want my parents to be happy." The next day, Nabil puts on his new thobe, a long white tunic with brown trim that makes him look cool. Alia has a pretty pink dress, all lace and sparkles. Mom matches and looks pretty next to her. As they head out the front door, Nabil feels that typical Eid excitement. The masjid is packed for the Eid prayer. Every person in the community has come out, men looking dignified, their beards trimmed in suits or thobes of white and brown and green and blue, with the little caps on their heads called kufis. The women are dressed in sparkly shades, red and yellow, pink and blue, and here and there green and black. Nabil thinks they look like tropical birds. When the imam makes his way to the podium, the whole crowd gets quiet. The Eid sermon talks about family togetherness, and that makes Nabil feel a twinge inside. After the sermon and prayers are done, the crowd disperses. They go to Nani's house, and by the time Nabil is done kissing all the aunties, there are smudges of lipstick on his cheek that he has to rub off. He gets a drone, a skateboard, and stacks of video games, everything he could want for Eid, and they're all great gifts. But by the end of the day, he still feels like there's something missing. Alia's zonked out by the time they get home, but instead of putting her to bed, Mom says, "Don't change out of your nice clothes just yet."
Huh?
There's a soft knock on the door. Mom takes a deep breath and opens it. Dad stands framed in the doorway. It's been so long and it feels so good when Dad hugs him. Alia's woken up now and she's crying till Dad takes her in his arms. Mom hands Dad an overnight bag with a change of clothes, their toothbrushes and pajamas, and says, "Please bring them back by 6 p.m. tomorrow." Dad's eyes shine, bright and wet, as he nods. Before they leave, Nabil says, "Mom, are you going to be all right?" She smiles bittersweet and gives him a little push. "Go. Have a good time." As they head for the car, Nabil sees the new moon reborn, a thin silver crescent just above where the sun has set.
Bada, bada, bum, bada, bada, bum.
from Wondery, this is Little Stories Everywhere. This is The Inconstant Moon, written by Ruxana Khan. If you'd like to hear more stories from Ruxana, we highly recommend her picture books, Big Red Lollipop and King for a Day. I'm your host, Zara Fuzzle. Brian White is our associate producer. Audio assistance by Sergio Enriquez. This episode is sound designed by Aaron May. Our story editor is Matt Wise. Our senior producer is Sochi Dorsey. Executive producers are Janine Cornelow, Stephanie Jens, and Marsha Louie for Wondery.